Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a special schus for the refuah of Leah Genendel, Elisheva Tova Bats Leah Genendel, Soch Shar Chol Yisrael, Dina Bracha Bats Hadassah, Esther Hadassah, one of the two, for Shleim Av, Soch Shal Yisrael, Rav Yitzchak Ben Bracha, Tzvi Ben Yitl, Moshe Ben Malka, Rav Yosef Ben Chana, they should all have Rafu Shlema, and obviously Achronim Achronim Chavivim Sus Avim Orim Orasi. They should have Bracha Batzach Chama Seyidehem Ad Bias Gal Tzedek. And we're going to be learning a Torah of Maran Rosh Yeshiva. We've been going through the Amari Parad Yitzchak on Pesach, incredibly, amazingly incredible. Now we're on a holding by Maimer Peivav. This is from the Mesibas Chasal, from the final Mesiba of Pesach. Said the Rosh Yeshiva that he wants to, Rav Hutner Zatzal, that he wants to answer those who brought up the question, why do we think it's correct to say a lot of ma'amarim behilchos deos v'chovos halavavos? That's what the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal called his ma'amarim. Hilchos deos v'chovos halavavos. The laws of correct hashkafos, of deos, and the obligations of the heart. In other words, there's a part of Torah that's chovas eivarim, that's what we spend most of our time with. Bava kam, above mitzia, above abasra, kiddushin, gittin, these are all chovas eivarim. We're talking about torts. We're talking about family law. We're talking about kachim, tairis, tuma, taira. All these in yanim are zeir vichtig, very, very important. But we forget the pnimius in yanim. We forget the heart. What do they say in the Wizard of Oz? You gotta have heart. So that's it's hilchos deos v'chovos halavavos. So that's what the Rosh Yeshiva used to emphasize, and me, in my own little way, try to walk in his gigantic footsteps, to remember the pnimius in yanim and not just the chovos ha'ivarim. So they asked him, Talmidim asked him, why Rosh Yeshiva does the Rosh Yeshiva insist on speaking so much about Hilchos Deos V'Chovos HaLevavos B'Mosa Chag Dafka? Why, you speak so much over Yontif, so why don't you just spread it around over the year and not centralize it in such a short period? B'Emes, said the Rosh Yeshiva, there's some truth in what they're saying. However, he decided not to go on that derech. And now he's going to explain why. Obviously, be'amkus, with tifkait, kedarko b'kodesh. Mi buz liyom katnus. Mi goram la tzadikim, she yizbaz beiz shulchanam, la'asid lavo. Who disgraced a small day? That's a verse in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10. Who caused the tzadikim, she yizbaz beiz shulchanam, their table should be wasted? Miloshen buz, livazbeiz means to waste. Buz means to disgrace. When you waste something, that's not treating it with respect. Who caused the shulchan of tzadikim to be mizbaz beiz lasid lavo? Answer: katnus shahaisabahem. The katnus that they had. What's the katnus? Shelo heminu bakadosh baruch hu. They didn't believe in God. They didn't believe in God. Can you believe that? Sota, 48b. Rashi explains, what's the katnus? Katnus amona. Katnus is their small faith. Shigrata machshava metsuya. Tofeset b'musak katan v'gadol. Inyan shel de'a. Vilu groisum klein bebal bitachon hu meimad shone mitoar katan vegadol bedea. Vegadol bedea lo mityachez dafka legresser bal bitachon. Ulam dvrei chazal chazinat sheshigra zo taut biyada. Vrei toar katnut mityachez lekatnei amana. Normal thought perceives that katan and gadol are an inyan of das, of intellectual capacity. You're a katan b'das, lacking so much intellectual capacity. You're a gadol b'das, you have a lot of intellectual capacity. But grois and klein, big and small, when we talk about Baal Bitachon, is a different dimension from gadol and katan b'deya. In knowledge and understanding. And a gadol b'deya doesn't relate dafka to a bigger Baal Bitachon. Or for Chazal, we see it's a mistake. Katnas is talking about katne amana. Mi baz liyom katnus. She is baz a shulchanim lasid lovo. Katnus. Vu inyin de shayach le bitachon. This is talking about bitachon. Katan and gadol isn't only in seichel. Katan and gadol is also your level of bitachon. You can have a guy who's 86 years old. He's a katan. He doesn't have bitachon. He's 4. He's 7. He's a gadol in bitachon. And let's explain the secret that's hidden here. There are those people that the desires of their lives are besod hagadlus, are in the secret of greatness. And there are other people whose secret of their lives are besod hakatnus, smallness. In other words, there are some people that their whole relationship to life is with a perception of chshivus, of importance, of godless, of greatness, both in relationship to their own deeds, both in relationship to the deeds of others. All the events, current events, they have a yachas of godless. And other people relate to what's around them with a yachas of katnus, of smallness, of insignificance. And this is such a big yisod, sweet friends. Omer HaRosh Yeshiva Zatzal, V'nekudat mabat shel chashivut o shel zilzul hi shekovat et ramat ha'chaim shel ben adam v'al ha'meimad bo hu poel. Your point of view, your perspective, whether it's one of godless or katnus, is going to determine the quality of your life, the level of your life, the dimensions in which you act. V'nikba b'zeh achshav. And now we are going to establish a fact. Matrat kol diburenu hu lekrat ora tfisa shel gadlut v'romamut b'chaim. That's really, when you talk about the great Baalei Machshava of the Doros Achronim, who we were zochet to learn from, whether in person or from their Sfarim, or from their Talmidim and Talmidei Talmidim. What they teach is to look at the world with godless. You look at the Maharal, godless, Rav Kook, godless. The whole perspective of life is transformed. Rav Soloveitchik, godless, big, big, huge. It's another dimension. Rav Moshe Shapiro, those who were Zocha, I was Zocha for many, many, many years to hear Shiurim from him. Everything with the Mabad of godless. And therefore, there are these constant demands for a perspective of kavod, for chshivus, ubefrat, in our tkufa, as we live here in the year Tov Shin Pei Aleph, the Heishnas pandemic over, that there's such a zilzul, there's such a kalus, so many inyanim. Omer Rosh Yeshiva, ubefrat, betkufa, שקולות הזלזול והקלות עולים בראש חוצות וקריות. So much callous, so much zilzals, Twitters and Facebooks and shows and podcasts and radio and television and movies and music and so much callous. ועבודה קשה היא בזמננו. יותר קלו צופוי לנסמוד תפילה בכוונה. You could tell the person, Epis, Medav Lenin, Mayor, you have to learn a little bit more. You have to daven with a little more kavana. That you can tell people. But to have roimimus about life, just roimimus. Well, what am I doing for Pesach? Do I have a mabat of roimimus when I'm making my Pesach plans? Do I have a mabat of katnus? How do I dress? How do I talk? Who are my friends? Where am I scrolling down to? Is it katnus or is it godless? Putting aside Issa Asar and Mutter. It's living big and living small. Zevdel. It's a kol evdel. It's a pashut. It changes your entire life. Aval ktsat romemut yakashesh bekulam. Hakashe v'amiromam. V'hi sheifatenu. That's the hardest. The hardest is a little bit of hecherkeit, that they call in Spanish. A little bit higher than where everyone is going. And therefore, it's not a pella, adarab. Katnus is talking about emuna, and not in a person's das. Because b'sofo shel davar, godless is spread out on all areas of life and all of a person's actions. And it's not only limited to his havana, his limut. Adarabba, he mitkavenet letfisa mekifa vekolelet. This godless relates to a all-encompassing, broad perspective of life. Ve'arechagim Hem zmanim shel romamut ha-nefesh. Yontif is a time of an exalted soul. That's when we're elevated. V'chetzoneinu v'tikvateinu hu shediburim ha-chovkim zra'ot olam v'habok'im rekiim yikaltu b'shat romamut v'yikansu l'lev u'moach mitoch tfisa v'shlitat or shel gadlut. So what we're hoping for is that our words in these times that are so broad, that are so vast, should enter a person's heart with the sword of godless. It has to come in with godless. And Yamim Tovim are times of godless. So you're right, practically speaking, it would help to spread out the Ma'amarim throughout the year. But Lamaisa, in order that the words should be absorbed with the tefisa of godless, it has to be done during the Yamim Tovim. And therefore, we try as much as we can, said the Rosh Yeshiva, to speak the burim of Chobos Halavavos, Chochos Deos for Chobos Halavavos, Dafka in the time of Yom Tovim, when we have a Mabat, when we have a perspective of godless, and not Chas Shalom of Katnus. So I think this is just an unbelievable Hadracha for life, to try to change the blick, try to change the perspective, the kick, as they say, and look at the world through the perspective of godless and not katnus, and what's mesugal for that is dafka the yamim tovim. Okay, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Thank you so much for listening.